This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Most of us are a mixture of people who need to forgive and need to be forgiven. We all are sinners, but we're also sinned against. And sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. There's some people in this room, just as it were at the first service, where you've been sinned against strongly by some people. You've been hurt deeply in ways that we won't even discuss, that you won't discuss with people. And so there are some people then who cannot understand the pain and suffering that maybe you have gone through because of someone else. You have been sinned against. But remember this, all of us have sinned against someone else, and all of us, if we have violated one law of God, have sinned against the Father. Let's bring up that first verse 10 again if we can, that first verse. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. We live in an age of people love to compare themselves with other people about everything. People not only compare houses and compare what your children have done as opposed to their children and so forth, what kind of car do you drive? People compare their lives in terms of morality. Well, at least I haven't done this, and at least I haven't done that, and I haven't done what my brother did, I haven't done what my sister did, and thank God I didn't do what my cousin so-and-so did. I didn't do that. And we tend to build ourselves up by making everything a matter of comparative difference. And if you go home with anything today, James says, folks, if you break one law, you broke them all. I used the illustration last week of D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody used to illustrate it with the chain of 10 links, and he said, if a man is hanging over a cliff with a chain of 10 links, how many links in the chain have to break before the man falls to his death? One. Only one link has to break. Here's another illustration I came up with. Let's suppose that you have a set of china at your home in a china cabinet. It's an eight-place setting, and you have all the pieces for every single one of those place settings. How would you feel if I came into your house one day and I opened up the cabinet and I took out one of the plates and I threw it on the ground and I said, hey, chill out, it's only one, I only broke one of them. You know what your response would be? That's true. Technically, you only broke one plate, but Randy, you broke the set. You see, this was a set. This was eight-place setting, and by breaking that dish, you broke the set. You understand my analogy when it says you break one law of God, you break them all. You say, what's the point then? We don't brag about what we haven't done. Christian people are susceptible to bragging not only about what they do, but what they don't do. Christian people are susceptible to the pride of bragging about not only what they've done, but what they haven't done. Breaking the law isn't a matter of comparative difference. It's simply a matter we break one, and we have broken all of the law, and that is the bad news. How do you picture yourself? There's probably two extremes in this room. People say, I'm not such a bad guy after all. I walk the straight and narrow. I'm not such a bad woman. Or there are other people that say, Randy, you don't want to know. You don't even want to ask the question. And here's my point. It doesn't matter where you are in that picturing of yourself. What matters is Christ. And what matters is that we're both in need of forgiveness. All of us are in need of forgiveness, and the ground is level at the cross. You break one law, you're just as guilty as the person who's broken every commandment there is. That's the point of verse 10. And that's what some of us need to hear today. Christian people need to hear.
Well, from time to time, we remind you of our revised and updated website. It's called crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org to listen to any message you've missed, but also to find out how you can be a part of the ministry we call CrossHope.
You have been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.